This is the news in brief from the United Nations. A global fundraising campaign got underway on Monday following a major cut in funding announced by the United States last week for the UN agency which supports Palestine refugees, UNRWA. The hashtag Dignity is Priceless campaign aims to raise $500 million in order to carry on funding education, emergency food and cash assistance for around 1.7 million vulnerable refugees, said the agency. Speaking at the campaign launch in Gaza, UNRWA chief Pierre Krahenbuhl said that the agency stood with all Palestinians as witnesses to your historic plight. He said the US contribution of $60 million this year, down from around $350 million last year, would represent an unprecedented cut in funding, including the right to education for around 525,000 boys and girls at more than 700 UNRWA schools. Mr. Krahenbuhl pledged to keep schools and vital health facilities open, adding that UNRWA's unique mandate was firmly protected in the UN General Assembly by a large majority of member states.
We are determined to connect with this solidarity and sympathy, and I call on all people of goodwill around the world, on private individuals, on institutions, on the Palestinian diaspora, to join us and to ensure that Palestine refugees continue to be supported and to ensure that UNRWA is funded. Each human being on this planet deserves to be treated with dignity and respect, and this includes Palestine refugees.
Global unemployment is expected to decrease slightly this year, but remain high overall due to a growing labour force. That's according to the International Labour Organization's latest World Employment and Social Outlook report, published on Monday. Here's ILO Director General Guy Ryder, who said around 192 million would remain jobless this year.
The global economy still does not generate enough jobs to significantly lower the number of unemployed, but the unemployment rate is expected to decrease slightly from 5.6% in 2017 to 5.5% in 2018, and that's the first decrease in 3 years.
The ILO data shows that unemployment would fall mainly in developed countries, but rise in emerging and developing labour markets, where the workforce is outstripping jobs growth. Almost 1.4 billion workers were estimated to be in so-called vulnerable employment last year, and an additional 35 million are expected to join them by 2019. In developing countries, 3 out of 4 workers fall into this category. $2.96 billion is needed to provide life-saving assistance to just over 13 million people across war-torn Yemen, according to the latest UN humanitarian response plan for the country. Yemenis are not only facing intensified conflict between government and rebel forces, but also the heightened risk of famine, disease outbreaks, collapse of basic services and mass unemployment. Jamie McGoldrick, humanitarian coordinator in Yemen, stressed that the rapidly deteriorating situation has pushed millions of people into a downward spiral of crisis. Yemen is grappling with outbreaks of cholera, more than 1 million suspected cases in the largest ever outbreak in a single year, and diphtheria, he highlighted in his foreword to the plan. Mr. McGoldrick also called for a sustained and unconditional flow of commercial imports and essential basic goods, without which, he said, Yemen was sliding towards complete catastrophe. Matt Wells, United Nations.